this section of the program, we're going to go through a list of what I have compiled to be the most important manifesting do's and don'ts. These are things that it's important to do or to not do if you want to manifest powerfully and draw wealth, prosperity, and success into your life. This is not going to be a block clearing section of the program, so it's not necessary to listen to it on headphones. If you want to, it's okay. So when we manifest, there's a lot of different aspects to it that can cause it to go right or to go wrong. I really understand this whole process as a form of spiritual or consciousness technology. And like any technology, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. For example, if you imagine that you're building an airplane, there are certain things that you must do right in order for the airplane to fly. And there's other things that if you do them wrong will cause the airplane to either not take off or to crash. And so consciousness technology, healing and manifesting are exactly the same way. You have to get it right if you want to get good results. And so as a software engineer, I learned that with software, you have to get a million little things right for your software to work. And manifesting can be the same way. It's like all the code in a computer. If there's one piece of code that's off, it can ruin the whole program and nothing will run. But sometimes you make one little tweak to it and suddenly it runs beautifully and everything changes in an instant. So let's talk about first the important manifesting do's. First tip, always manifest in the now. If you want something to come into your life, command that you have it right now. There's a couple reasons for this. One, the mind doesn't know about the past and the future in terms of its ability to manifest. And so if something falls into the past or the future, the mind just goes, well, that's not right now, and discards it as being unimportant or not real. And so if you want to manifest, put everything in the now. Don't specify a time frame. Let's say that you want to have $1 million in 3 months. If you manifest having $1 million in 3 months, that is exactly what you will create for yourself. The experience of having $1 million in 3 months. And guess what? 2 months into the future, it's still going to be 3 months away. This kind of reminds me of when I worked in software. I'd sometimes do a bid on a project and I'd say, well, it'll take 6 months to do. And a client would say, well, that takes too long. And then they'd call me back in 4 months and say, I need it in 2 months. And I'd say, well, it doesn't work that way. It's still going to take 6 months. Your manifesting, if you put timeframes on things, will be the same way. And of course, some people will think, well, you know, if I specify a date, that's okay, because it's not just going to keep getting pushed off. Well, that's better, but it's still not right now. Your mind will still discard it if it's not right now. Similarly, if you put words into your manifestations or prayers like will, that's going to also push it into the future and will create the condition of having it in the future, which means you won't have it right now. And so if you manifest that I will have $1 million, that's exactly what you're going to create. The experience in the future, which you never actually get to have. Manifesting tip number 2 is a common one you've probably heard before. Write it down. Writing things down on paper or on a computer is a really powerful way to condition our brain to draw something into our life. And so if you write something down, your ability to draw it into your life will become much greater. And so all the usual law of attraction material will always tell you to write things down. And so I would agree. Write it down. How you write it down doesn't really matter. Write it on paper, hire a skywriter, scribe it into stone, type it into your computer. Whatever works for you is just fine. Tip number 3, manifest from a theta brainwave. This is something that most people don't realize, but it's really powerful and really important. Because if you can manifest from a theta brainwave, you will probably triple or quadruple your chances of drawing what you want into your life. And so when I teach the theta healing technique, that's exactly what we do. We show people how to get to that conscious theta brainwave in order to do much more powerful manifestations and healings. Why? Because the theta brainwave has been strongly associated with all of the paranormal and spiritual and psychic phenomena. Instant healing, remote viewings, talking to the dead, talking to guardian angels, amazing manifestations. All of these things are much more powerful and much more accessible from a theta brainwave. Now, the best way to do that is to do the basics of theta healing training and learn how to access a conscious theta brainwave on your own. However, if you go on to get started right away with this, it's not necessary to do the class, though I would strongly encourage you to. Instead, you can use a Binaural Beats meditation CD, such as the one that you should already have, in order to help you get into a deep theta brainwave for relaxation and to empower your healing and manifesting. And this is also the same technology encoded into this blocks clearing sections of this program. Additionally, I have included with this program a guided meditation which does have the binaural beats underneath it that will put you into a deep theta brainwave and allow you to do this using technology. So use the theta brainwave. The next tip is one that seems a little esoteric and one that you probably won't be able to put into practice until you've done something like the theta healing training yourself, but connect to the right kind of energy to manifest. In theta healing terminology, we call this seventh plane energy. It's creator energy. It is the highest form, the highest vibration, the most powerful, because there's many kinds of energies in the universe that you can use to heal and manifest. You can use rocks and crystals, you can use plants, you can use spirits, you can use angels, you can use sound and light machines and color, and they're all great, but none of them compares to creator's energy, what we call the seventh plane. And so, if you're metaphysically minded, if you've done energy work before, you might want to learn how to access this, because if you can tune into seventh plane energy when you do your visualizations, mantras, manifestations, you will see easier, faster, more powerful results. The next tip is, I recommend that you manifest little things all the time, because the more you practice, the better you're going to get at it. And the more your confidence grows from being able to successfully manifest little things, the better you're going to get at the big ones. And so this means that if you're using affirmations and mantras, try using them for little stuff too. If you're doing visualizations, try visualizing some little stuff too, in addition to the big picture stuff. If you're using a technique like theta healing and doing guided theta manifestations, start by practicing with little stuff all the time. You can manifest a parking spot at the store. You can manifest good weather. You can manifest anything. You know, start with little things you'd like to have. You can manifest that they have, you know, your favorite kind of beer at the store. And so look through your life and find little things that you can practice on, because practice does make perfect. And if you're able to practice more and more, you will get more powerful. And the more you can successfully manifest the little things, the greater your confidence grows and the more powerfully you'll be able to get the big stuff too. The next manifesting tip is an important one, though it's not an easy one, which is you need to be willing to be wrong about everything you think you know. I know that sounds a little strange, but it's very, very important. We all live in prisons constructed out of what we think we know. True growth and true increases in our power are always measured by an increasing awareness of how little we actually know. And so the more willing you are to be wrong about what you already think you know, about your life, about the universe, about your spouse, about your job, about your boss, about your bank account or your investments or your financial situation or your health, the more easily and more powerfully you will be allowed to change it. And so there's a story I'm going to tell that I think illustrates this pretty well. I used to be very heavy into martial arts. I loved martial arts. And what I realized when I was first practicing Taekwondo was that the first year or two that I was practicing, I thought I was getting a lot better. Because, you know, and I was, because my techniques got faster and sharper and I was learning to do new things. But what I found was, at a certain point, I stopped thinking I was getting better. In fact, it seemed to me that after I had reached a certain level, it almost felt like I was getting worse. Why? It's because I had this increased awareness of how little I knew. I had an always growing, always expanding awareness of how little I knew and how much I had to grow. And so what I found when I talked to my teacher about this is he smiled and said, Brent, you're finally learning that true growth and true knowledge is not about accumulating a mastery of what we think we know, but it's simply expanding our awareness of what we don't know. And the same thing goes for these metaphysical principles in manifesting. The more attached you are to what you think you know, the harder it is for you going to be to change. And so I found this in my private session clients as well. The number one block that prevents people from being able to heal and manifest and create great wealth and abundance and transform their lives is being attached to what they think they know. Usually this is a harder problem for older people rather than younger people, because older people have had more time and experience to condition them to tell them that what they think they know is true. However, I want to point out that there's a distinction between a belief system that creates validating evidence for itself and truth. Many times in life, we will create belief systems. Something will happen to us and we'll make a decision. It gets stuck in the subconscious. We will then continue to manifest that over and over again, and we will tell ourselves it must be true as a result. That's not the case. It's not truth. It's just a belief system that the law of attraction has generated validating evidence for because we built up a subconscious program around it. Let's take an example. Let's say that when you're a teenager, you have an experience with a rich friend who's always really greedy. And so you make a decision that rich people are greedy. And you do this in a way that lodges that belief system into your subconscious. So for the whole rest of your life, you're running this subconscious program that says rich people are greedy. And one time after another, you attract to you experiences where rich people act greedy. Each time that happens, you tell yourself, look, I'm right. It's not just a belief, it's truth. Well, it's not. It's not truth. It's just a belief system with validating evidence. And so if you're willing to be wrong about everything you think you know, you're going to see incredible changes in your life and it will happen much faster. So I encourage you, let go of what you think you know. We all live in prisons constructed out of what we think we know. And the way we can achieve true freedom is to let go of it. The next manifesting do that I recommend is to give to charity. How you give to charity, what you give, and the charities you give to is totally up to you. And this includes just giving things to friends or family or neighbors or even strangers. It doesn't have to be, you know, an organized, certified charitable institution. Why is it so powerful to give things to charity? Well, anytime you give something to charity, you're sending a powerful signal to the universe that you have so much of this thing in your life that you can give it away. And if you're telling the universe you have so much of this that you can give it away, the universe will always send you more. This is why many religions and spiritual programs encourage tithing, where you donate a certain portion of your income to a church or another spiritual institution. You don't have to do it that way, though that's one way. But charitable giving can be a very powerful way to increase your own prosperity. Of course, you want to do it with common sense, but I would encourage you, even if you're very limited in your means, give just a little bit to charity. Maybe you go and, you know, buy a sandwich for a homeless person. That counts too. Similarly, one of the best ways to manifest something that you'd like to have in your life is to give it to someone else. And so if you want to have more money in your life, I would encourage you to go and start giving people money. Why? It's the same principle. When you give something away to someone else, you're telling the universe that you have so much of this thing that you have enough to give it away. Put it into practice. I think you'll like what happens. The next thing I recommend is that you surround yourself with people you want to be more like. We are all aggregates of the five people we're closest to. And so I would encourage you to look at the five people you're closest to in your life and decide if you want to be more like those people. If not, start changing your life and surround yourself with different people. It may require replacing friends, changing jobs, giving up old, comfortable habits, or maybe even moving to a new city. But this is a very powerful point. The company you keep has a huge impact on how you create your life. And so if you want to have more money, pay attention to those you hang around with. What's their consciousness like? Are they upbeat and positive about money? Or are they always complaining about it and living in fear and lack? Pay attention and choose the company that's going to support and facilitate the kind of life that you want to live. The next tip is to feel what you're manifesting very powerfully. Feeling is what I call the fuel of manifestation, because a thought on its own, divorced of feeling, has no power. You can do all the positive thinking and mantras and affirmations in the world, but if you do them without feeling, nothing is going to happen. This touches on the third part of the equation of manifesting from the other part of the program, where we talk about getting present, getting into the flow of life, getting into feeling instead of avoiding it by getting into our head and living in the past and future. When you can really feel what you are trying to manifest and engage as many senses as possible, you will do so more powerfully. And so if you imagine having something and you can smell it and you can taste it and you can see it and you can hear it and you can feel it, then you are much more likely to draw it into your life. Because every sense you engage and the more feeling you activate, the more powerfully the law of attraction will respond to you and draw to you the things you're trying to create in your life. The next manifesting do is to enroll others in your possibilities, but only the right other people. It's very powerful to share your vision and dreams with others, and this helps you on multiple levels. On a practical level, the other people that you enroll in your visions and your goals and your dreams may have connections, contacts, information, or other resources that can help you to achieve your goal. And on the metaphysical level, the more supportive people you can enroll to create something, the more powerful the energies and attractor fields are for creating it. As this said, when two or more are gathered in my name, amazing things will happen. And so I would encourage you, don't keep your goals to yourself. Many people have fears of being laughed at or disappointing others if they set a goal and share it with other people and don't achieve it. You want to get past that. It is important, if there's something you'd like to create in your life, to tell others about it. This will put it into motion and do so powerfully. However, be careful who you share it with. I would only recommend enrolling others in your possibilities if they will be supportive of it. You don't want to have to spend a lot of your time convincing the skeptics. And if you enroll the wrong people in your possibilities, they're probably just going to frustrate you and create doubt and fear in you. And so do enroll others in your possibilities, but do so with discretion, and only enroll those who will be supportive. The next manifesting tip is to get rid of old stuff you don't need anymore. All objects and all our possessions do contain psychic energy, and you don't want the energy of old stuff you don't need anymore around you. Plus, you shouldn't keep it because there may be someone else in the world who could benefit from it. And so go through your closet. You might want to sell it on eBay, but even better, you might want to give it to charity. Give away your old clothes to the Goodwill of the Salvation Army. You know, however it works for you, make sure you go through a regular inventory of all your possessions and get rid of the stuff you don't need anymore, because those old things you don't need are really holding you back. The next manifesting do should be an obvious one, but do subconscious clearing to get 100% of your mind aligned to create the life of your dreams. The clearing of the blocks included in this program is a very powerful thing that's a great start, and for many people, it will be all you need to start seeing incredible changes in your life. But I will encourage you to not stop here. Start with this, watch the changes, and then go on. Use whatever modality or technique you are comfortable with whatever practitioner you like, but always work to continue clearing your subconscious to create greater and greater things. You guys know I love theta healing. I think it's an incredible modality. And I would encourage you to at least give it a shot if you haven't tried it yet. But whatever modality you use, whatever technique you use, keep clearing your subconscious. The last tip is a little bit esoteric, but it's incredibly powerful, which is that you have to change your relationship to your past to change your future. This may seem a little counterintuitive, because to most of us, we would say that the past is fixed and the future is changeable. Well, guess what? The metaphysical truth of this is just the opposite. In fact, the past is changeable and malleable, and the future is fixed based on what our relationship with our past is. I know that sounds a little strange, so I'm going to say that again. We're trained to think that the past is fixed and the future is changeable, but really just the opposite is true. We have a great power and ability to change our relationship with our past, to change the meaning we associate with it, to change our perspective on it. And the future is fixed by our relationship with our past. And so if you want to create a different future for yourself, you have to go in and change your relationship with the past. Now, that doesn't mean lying to yourself. It doesn't mean that the actual physical events that occurred didn't happen. But what it does mean is that we have to change the meaning attached to it. We have to change the stories and mythologies that our mind comes up with based on what happens. Because by changing our perspective and relationship with our past, we can change our future very powerfully. All right, so that's it for the list of manifesting do's. Now we're going to go through the list of manifesting don'ts. The first one is, don't overspecify details, as this constrains the universe and makes it more difficult to deliver your manifestations. And so I see this a lot when people are manifesting romantic relationships. You know, sometimes people will come in with a 200-page list of exactly who they want their ideal partner to be. Well, guess what? If you're going to be that detailed and that demanding, there may not be anyone anywhere in the universe that satisfies that list. And so I would encourage you to narrow it down and find the ones that are the really important qualities and focus on those. So you do want to be clear in what you want to have, But don't be over-constraining. Don't put too much into it. Because if you put too much into it, it's going to be harder to get what you want. Don't over-specify timing details also. Don't put things into the future. Instead, put it all into the present. If you want to manifest a successful company, put it in the now. Don't say in 2 years or in 1 year or by, you know, whatever date. That's only going to over-constrain things and take it out of the now. Do not do manifestations or visualizations or mantras or affirmations or use any of the binaural beat codes on this program or other programs while you're driving. Even if you can be in theta in an open eye state, it's very dangerous because it does affect your consciousness and your attention. So please wait until you're pulled over and your car's not moving. Don't try to do this stuff when you're driving. There's plenty of time in your life when you're not driving and not being a danger to other people. Similarly, don't do this stuff when you're operating heavy machinery. The next manifesting don't is don't indulge your control drama. A control drama is a pattern of behavior that we use to consciously or unconsciously manipulate and control others to get what we want. Oftentimes, these are survival strategies we develop early in childhood. A common and dangerous control drama is the poor me syndrome, where you're always focusing on and emphasizing what's wrong in your life, complaining and whining in order to get sympathy, attention, and support from other people. Be aware of whatever your control drama is. What is it that you do to try to get other people to support you, to be kind to you, to be nice to you, to give you what you want? Because you know what? This is not the right way to manifest. Because remember, everything in our lives, the original causation is a soul choice of consciousness. The control drama is simply a misunderstanding of how things show up in our life, and it's how we try to manipulate to control events and circumstances and other people to force things to go our way. If you really want to be powerful, if you really want to be happy, if you really want to live the life of your dreams, you have to release that control drama. Next tip, do not repeat manifestations. This means that if you go through a formal manifestation process, such as the guided manifestation accompanying this program, and you do a manifestation for a particular thing once, don't do it again. Why is that? Well, if you repeat your manifestation because it, quote, didn't work, you're telling the universe that you didn't think it worked the first time. And if you didn't think it worked the first time, then why would you think it would work the second time? And so when you do a manifestation, a formal technique, I would recommend you only do it once. However, it is perfectly valid if you want to change your manifestation, that you can cancel the old one and do another one, or edit one that's already been done. It's also fine to re-manifest different things. If you have to drive to work every day and find a parking spot every day, each day you drive to work is a different event, and so you can manifest those separately. Similarly, getting into a state of gratitude and acknowledgement, of feeling it and knowing that it's done, that's perfectly fine to do as much as you'd like, and I would encourage you to. That's a little different than doing a formal manifestation process. But if you're using a formal manifestation process, for each particular thing you're manifesting, just do it once. Next, don't live in the past drowning in regrets. If your mind is always racing, thinking about all the things you may have done wrong, all your perceived failures and shortcomings and mistakes, that's going to take you out of the present, out of your body, put you into your head, and new to your power and ability to manifest. Make peace with your past. Make it okay that all the things that have happened, because you know what? Everything that's happened to you has made you exactly the person you are today. So be okay with it. Use emotional clearing if you have to. But don't live in the past. Don't drown in regrets. You gotta let them go. Next, don't confuse the source of your manifesting power with the physical mechanisms by which it shows up in your life. We talked about this before in the section on attachment to result in the equation of manifesting. So don't think that you have to control circumstances to force things to be a certain way. Because remember, everything in its origin is consciousness. If we're talking about money, your job, your education, your spouse, your investments, your talents, those are not the source of your money. They are simply the means by which it flows to you. And so don't confuse the source of something with the means in which it shows up. The more you focus on the means by which it shows up, the more you take your focus off of the source of it, and the more you shut down your ability to create. Next, don't live in the future. If you're living in the future, you're always trying to control and plan and make things go your way. This takes you into your head, takes you out of the present, puts you into a state of egoistic control and shuts you down. And so stay in the present. Don't always be living in the future. Be aware of the future. Be realistic. Be practical. Plan for it. But as much as possible, stay present, because all your power is in the now. Because you know what? You can't do anything in the future or the past. You can only do things in the now. Do not resent others or be jealous. As long as you are jealous of others or resentful of what they have, it will be very difficult or impossible for you to manifest that in your life. And so if you're jealous of or resentful of rich people, it's going to be very difficult for you to become a rich person. And so watch out for this. It's totally normal to be trained by society or our parents to do this, but it will just shut you down. The next manifesting don't is don't think you need to understand how things will show up in your life, or that you need to control the mechanisms by which they show up. It's the job of the infinite intelligence of the universe to figure out the how. It's our job as humans to simply make the choice of what we choose to experience and hold that choice through the leap of faith. The more you get into the hows, the more you get into your head, the more you get into your ego, the more it's going to shut you down. Don't worry about the how. You just worry about the what, and you'll be a much more powerful manifester. Next manifesting don't think that mastering the mechanics of metaphysics and manifestation are a substitute for common sense. And so, could you manifest getting a jug of milk? You probably could. But you know what? You could probably go to the store too. And that would work just fine. The universe provides to us through many means, and don't overlook common sense and obvious stuff. You know, I always emphasize that theta healing is not a substitute for common sense. It works with it, not instead of it. Next manifesting don't be overly picky about how things manifest. The creator of all that is, the universe, brings us things through many avenues. Sometimes seemingly negative things can be positive. Let's take an example, debt. Many of us see debt as being a negative thing, something to be avoided. However, in certain circumstances, debt can be a great thing. It can be very positive because it allows us to get things we couldn't otherwise. And so, for example, when I was going through my years on disability, I incurred a lot of debt. And at one point, I was getting really stressed and frustrated by this. But I was told, you know what? Don't sweat it too much, because debt is one more way that the universe provides for us. Of course, it's not our favorite way, and there's consequences to it because you have to pay off the debt later, but it does allow us to get things when we otherwise wouldn't. And so be open to all possibility and all outcome, and don't be too picky about the channel through which things show up. Next manifesting don't complain. Whining and complaining turn you into a crap magnet. And what do crap magnets bring into your life? Crap. Whining and complaining amplify the energy of resistance. And so really, you have a choice in your life. Do you want to complain or do you want to be successful? Do you want to complain or do you want to transform your life? This ties in with the manifesting do of surround yourself with people you want to be more like. And so if you don't want to be a complainer, you should probably eliminate people from your life who complain a lot. And so similarly, find all the negative complaining people in your life and try to distance yourself from them. Because the more time you spend around people who are negative and whining and complaining, the more you're going to be like them, and the more crap you're going to draw into your life. Next manifesting don't try to convince the skeptics, and don't try to enroll others in possibilities if they're not supportive. They will drain your energy, increase your fears, and take you away from what you really want to create. Lastly, don't think you're a hopeless or a bad manifester if you have created a lot of pain, tragedy, failure, or trauma in your life. It's easy to come to that conclusion. I used to think this. I thought, hey, look at all these problems I've created in my life. I must be a terrible manifester. But then I was told, you know what? You couldn't have created all these terrible, awful things unless you were a powerful manifester. In fact, the bigger the problems you've created in your life, the bigger your power. And all it takes is a little shift in that power and learning to apply it differently, doing some subconscious clearing, refocusing your attention on the positive, and all that power that created all these terrible negative things in your life can be turned to the positive and allow you to create incredible new wonderful things. So at the end of this section, I wanted to touch on one last thing, which is the economy. Many people believe that they're at the mercy of the economy, that things have to turn around with the economy before they can get a job, or their investments will get better, or whatever it may be. You know what? It really doesn't matter. Why? is you don't need enough money for the whole economy. You just need enough for you. And no matter how bad the economy is or how good it is, there's always people and companies and regions that flourish, even in the worst economies, and there's always people and companies and regions that do terrible, even in the best economies. And so don't worry about it. If you find the economy is getting you down, I would recommend you go on a news blackout. Ignore the media. This is really powerful. It's simple, and most of you guys listening to this will probably ignore me, but it's very, very powerful. Don't read the news. Don't listen to people complaining about what's happening in the world. Only learn as much as you need to deal with your life, your family, your friends, your situation, your job, and that's it. Personally, when last time my business started to suffer a little bit, one of the things I did was to throw away all my news magazines and change my homepage on the internet so I didn't have to see the news. And you know what? It worked really well and things turned around right away. All right, so that was a whole long list of manifesting do's and don'ts. I encourage you to put them into practice and see what incredible changes they will make in your life.